This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win their 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE, with Tilak Varma taking them with an unbeaten innings that proved decisive in the tournament's dramatic conclusion.
And bang! It's over. It's India who win the Asia Cup for the 9th time. It's been a thrilling final.
The victory extended India's perfect record against Pakistan in this tournament, having defeated them in all 3 encounters, including group stage and Super 4 matches. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Team India on winning and wished for its sustained glory in the future. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed her heartiest congratulations to Team India for winning the Asia Cup cricket tournament. She wished Team India sustained glory in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi linked the India-Pakistan final in the Asia Cup to Operation Sindoor and said the outcome remained the same and India won. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote, "Operation Sindoor on the game's field, outcome is the same, India wins. Congrats to our cricketers." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that the new office is not just a workplace but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among the workers. He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present. Bihar will get the gift of 7 new trains today, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Patna will receive 4 passenger trains among these, which will ease the journey of commuters residing in nearby areas. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will dedicate these trains to Bihar from Patna Junction. The Railway Minister will join the event via video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will flag off the trains from Patna Junction. This will be a major gift for the people of Bihar ahead of Diwali and Chhath. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general police and expenditure observers. A total of 470 officers, including 320 IAS and 60 IPS officers, will be deployed as central observers to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas for improvement and make actionable recommendations. The ECI stated that the observers not only help the poll panel in fulfilling its constitutional mandate of conducting free, fair, transparent and inclusive elections, but also contribute towards enhancing voter awareness and participation in elections. The assembly by-polls are scheduled to be held in Budgam and Grota seats of Jammu and Kashmir, Anta constituency of Rajasthan, Ghatsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Taran Taran seat of Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nopada in Odisha. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra, Kutch, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today, parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also likely to receive light to moderate rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department further predicted thunderstorms and lightning conditions in parts of Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And in shooting, India's Anushka Thakur won gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at the ISSF Junior World Cup at Dr. Karni Singh Range in New Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.